When you are deciding which online casino to sign up with, checking if and where they are licensed may not be high on your list of priorities. Do not be deceived by flashing lights and empty promises, though it is sensible to seek assurances that your money is in safe hands before you bet. A majority of the best online casinos are typically licensed in the UK, along with one other familiar jurisdiction like Isle of Man or Alderney. As the international legal landscape shifts in terms of gambling, so to the entire licensing process. To ensure you find the best and most safe casinos on the market. In the UK, gambling sites are regulated by the UK Gambling Commission. In order to operate, they must apply for a license. According to the Gambling Act of 2005, the purpose of the licensing system is to prevent any connection between gambling and criminal activity. Ensure games are fair and transparent. Prevent children and vulnerable people from being exploited. In order to obtain a license, a gambling company must meet the suitability criteria outlined by the UK Gambling Commission, including confirmation of the identity of the person or company applying for the license. To ensure accountability, proof that the person or company has sufficient finances to run the business so it will not collapse after a series of big winning punters. Evidence that the person or company is honest and trustworthy. Qualifications and experience proving the person or company is capable of running a gambling business. Proof of a clear criminal record. It is critical when choosing the jurisdiction to base your online betting, bingo, casino, a sports fantasy, sports poker or sports betting business, that you consider initial licensing costs, ongoing licensing costs, maintenance costs, availability of ancillary services and tax costs and benefits. The basic premise of licensing online bingo, casino, a sports fantasy, sports poker and sports book betting businesses was to improve the quality of services delivered to consumers, and is now a mandatory requirement for conducting legal gambling business online. Licensing provides players with a level of trust, and as such enhances the chances of success for the business. Having a proper legal structure and some form of license facilitates the availability of banking. Virtually all banks require some form of gambling license in order to set up a bank account for your business, ensuring your business is legally compliant. Payment processing. You will not be able to set up merchant accounts and other payment processing accounts to receive payments from customers via bank cards and accounts without some form of license. How can you tell where a casino is licensed? Most online casinos display their credentials in their footer. Scroll to the bottom of any page and you should see a stamp, a crest or a name indicating where the website is registered. The UK Gambling Commission also has a search page where you can find any licensed company or those in the process of applying and where they are based. While other countries around the world adapted existing gambling laws for online gaming, the Isle of Man was among the first places to create new legislation specifically for the online market. The Online Gambling Registration Act OGRA of 2001 was crafted to draw business to the island, but also with player protection at the forefront of its implementation. The new laws were created by the existing gambling body, the Isle of Man Gambling Supervision Commission (GSC), which has a history dating back to 1962. The Isle of Man is the online gaming industry tripled in size from 2006 to 2011. By this point it was employing over 700 people, nearly 1% of the island's total population, while also adding £150 million to the country's coffers. Some of the employees had moved over from the financial sector, which is the biggest industry and driving force in the Isle of Man's economy, as well as the one which was hit hardest during the financial crisis. Perhaps as a direct result of the crisis, the Isle of Man amended its gaming laws in 2010, creating the Online Gambling Exclusions Regulations. The change allowed online gaming firms to perform non-gambling endeavors like advertising, payment solutions or software downloads on the island with no online gambling license required. Kanawake Gaming Commission. Both land-based casinos and interactive gaming sites hosted in the Kanawake Mohawk Territory in southern Quebec are regulated by the Kanawake Gaming Commission. The Commission offers four types of licenses: authorizations and permits, interactive gaming licenses, client provider authorization, interjurisdictional authorization, key person permit. The Kennawake Gaming Commission was formed in 1996 under the mandate of the Kennawake Gaming Law. 3 years later, Section 35 was included to cover the regulations concerning interactive gaming. They were crafted to cover the conduct of any agents acting within the Kennawake Mohawk Territory, making sure they abide by several principles of gaming to regulate and control interactive gaming based in or offered from within the Mohawk Territory of Kennawake according to the law. To ensure that interactive gaming is responsible, fair and honest. To prevent interactive gaming from being associated with crime. To ensure that the operators treat players fairly, pay winners promptly, and that all information related to player accounts is held in the strictest confidence. To protect persons under the age of 18 years old and other vulnerable persons from the risks of gaming. Under an amendment to the regulations in 2010, all companies must be hosted by Mohawk Internet Technologies, which has a virtual monopoly on the territory. The data center is managed and maintained by the Isle of Man-based technology firm Continent Date. In the eyes of Canadian law, only provincial governments have the right to offer online gambling services to their citizens. The Kennawake tribe and other First Nation tribes, however, insist that they have the right to regulate gaming sites and that those they regulate should be made available across the world wherever gambling is legal. Over the last decade, the Quebec government has chosen to look the other way, which has enabled the Kennawake jurisdiction to grow and become the largest grey market gaming jurisdiction in the world.